practical web accessibility tips. Hello and welcome to WebAx. This is your host, Dennis Lembry. And this is the second episode. Glad you could join me. And what we're going to be talking about today is forms and how to add a label tag to a form element in order to make it accessible and a little more user-friendly. This technique is priority 2 by the W3C standards, which is a little surprising to me since forms are so popular on the web, and it's not very hard to implement this technique. And by the way, this is checkpoint 10.2 if you want to go to w3.org and look it up. So let's get on with it then. Let's say you have a field in a form on your web page called your email. So you want the user to enter his or her email address. So you have the words your email and then an input tag, open bracket input, type equals text, name equals, say, TXT email. And you want to add an ID equals TXT email. And then close bracket. Now, you want to add, make sure you have the ID equals TXT email in there, because you're going to need it for this functionality, but also because it's just good XHTML practice. Hopefully, that's what you're writing for. So, the next step is simply to add that label tag. So, you could put it in front or after your input, but it could be on anywhere on the page, but in good practice, you probably want to place it just before your input tag. And you want to wrap it around the words your email, because what you're doing is you're actually attaching that label semantically, attaching that label, your email, to the input field. So you would type open bracket label space for equals, and then in quotes, you know, you put whatever you've labeled that input device, whatever's in your ID parameter, so TXT email. A close quote, close bracket, your email, the text is probably already there, and then open bracket, backslash, label, close bracket, which is you're closing the label tag. So you've wrapped your label tag around the words your email, and you've got the for equals TXT email attribute in your label. So that's basically it. Now your email form element is accessible and 508 compliant, and it's also user-friendly because on most browsers, if you click on the label text, your cursor will become enabled in the field. So you don't have to click in the field all the time. You could also click on the label text, which is kind of nice. And in some browsers, if you even mouse over the label text, the form element, especially like radio buttons, will highlight. So you know that that label text is associated with that form element. And keep in mind that, you know, your attributes should have double quotes around them. I know I didn't want to repeat that for every attribute when I was explaining this. And there you have it. Accessible form elements on your website. So that's your tip for this episode. Thanks for listening. Take care. Visit WebAx at webax.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.